Good morning, good morning. Maybe you're tired if you were staying up and being part of the Oscars last night. Maybe you didn't get a chance to cast an eye across who won what. Well, I can tell you Claire Gregory, entertainment reporter with Sky News, is right across it because she's on a red carpet at another party now. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, or good night as it is here in fact.
Yes, I would imagine it's been busy. Just talk us through some of the really big winners without me reading out this massive list that's on a silver screen here.
So, in theory, the big winner of the night was a film called Shape of Water. That got four awards, including the big one, Best Picture. In terms of the acting prizes, Gary Oldman did it for his portrayal as Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. We all thought that he was going to win that one, and he did take it home in the end. Frances McDormand won Best Actress for her part in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And the supporting actress went to Allison Janney for her role in I, Tonya. And supporting actor was Sam Rockwell, again, for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
And very much a night of respect for women, the event in itself.
Yeah, that's right. The host, Jimmy Kimmel, he set the tone really right from the off, talking about celebrating women, talking about diversity, talking about the fact that the film industry has been going through some turmoil in the past few months, and that really did set the tone for the evening. We saw lots of talk and acceptance speeches about the inclusion of women and celebrating women, and I think there is a sense in Hollywood tonight that things are going to improve.
And do you get a sense that it will improve, Claire? Because it is important, isn't it? There's no point just having it as some form of exercise that you're ticking a box. Will we see a significant change in the movie industry?
Yeah, I talking to people here and kind of sensing the mood here, I think there is an appetite for change. Frances McDormand, the Best Actress winner, she was talking about insisting on an inclusion rider, which is basically a clause in your contract where you say, I'll only work on this job in this film if you'll promise there'll be diversity in cast and crew. And those kind of measures, I could see people being much more insistent on now. It's almost like the dam has burst and there's no going back now, which is obviously only a good thing.
So these inclusion riders, they will cover many elements of the contract?
Yeah, I think so. I think the idea is that you say, I will only, you know, if you're a big star or a fantastic technical operator, you'll say, I'm only going to work on your film if you promise that there'll be decent diversity across the cast and crew. And hopefully that will be enough to make film bosses do that, be more diverse.
And do you get a sense that all the skeletons are out of the cupboard, or are there more to come?
Well, I think in every industry, to be honest, you're never going to kind of know about every single bad apple. And certainly since we've been in Hollywood, a few people have said, oh, we've heard some rumours about some names. But hopefully the worst has now passed.
And finally, Claire, if you were going to see some of these movies over the next couple of weeks, which ones would you be recommending? The Shape of Water is getting a lot of talk. The Billboards one, of course, as well. But people are saying that's quite hard to watch.
Yeah, I think Three Billboards is quite a lot of violence in it, so if that's not your thing, maybe not the one for you. Shape of Water, I absolutely loved, and of course it was a big winner tonight, but it is quite a divisive movie, so it's not everyone's cup of tea. A couple of movies that seem to be really well loved by everyone are Get Out, which is a sort of indie horror, and Lady Bird, which is a sort of coming-of-age tale. Those, I think, have a bit more mass appeal.
And do you get a goodie bag when you go into these parties?
That would be nice, wouldn't it? I would love that. But no, unfortunately, they're just for the stars. But they are packed with apparently some incredible goodies. So even your top A-listers are keen to get their hands on them.
Yeah, apparently they're the thing to have, a goodie bag at a party like you're standing outside, Claire. And finally, Gary Oldman, he thanked his mommy. That's always nice.
Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it? I think he said she's 99 years old and she was watching on the sofa at home, which seems the best place to watch if you're 99 years old. And he actually said to her, kind of via his acceptance speech, put the kettle on, which is a good kind of British thing to say, isn't it? So, yeah, we were really pleased to see Gary win that prize.
Absolutely. Claire, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the gig. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Claire Gregory from Sky News across at Hollywood, and indeed on the red carpet for, I think it's the Vanity Fair party that she's on her way into, but there are many different events happening. It is the biggest night of the year, and in reality, Gary Oldman playing Churchill, amazing. And he did thank his mommy.
I would like to thank my mother, who is older than the Oscar. She is 99 years young, next birthday. And she's watching the ceremony from the comfort of her sofa. I say to my mother, thank you for your love and support. Put the kettle on. I'm bringing Oscar home.
Another tracker poll has been done for Northern Ireland and a